I say I have a day off?
It's never a day off.
I don't have any plans for today. Well, then that's when I like go and clean my craft room.
Yes.
Or Which pull is everything wild. Out of the attic. Or
like, why are we like this?
Because I don't know. We just have to keep moving and doing something. I think I'm going to start doing.
I blame mom.
No, it's just like you have a day off, so you need to do something productive. I do have friends, however, that I'll see their Snap stories, and it's like day off with my significant other, and they're like laying on the couch watching movies. I don't think Greg and I have ever, one of us would have to be sick.
Mike and I do that.
Do you really?
At night.
Like, not at night, but just like during the day. Like we have a day off, so we're just going to like hang out in our pajamas.
If we're planning a trip, Sundays are usually our day to watch YouTube videos on said trip locations and stuff.
Even that, you're still like
doing something productive instead of just like.
You're still like doing trip research.
That's true.
You're not like just like, oh, I'm going to start. Oh, I have Disney Plus now, so I'm going to start watching the Disney movies from the beginning. Like, I have a friend that did that.
That's wild.
She's like, I'm just going to power through. As soon as Disney Plus became a thing, she started with whatever the first one was, which was what, Cinderella? No.
Snow White.
Snow White.
Well, and they have, Mike and I watched one about Persephone, and it was like.
Persephone?
Persephone. Persephone. Ooh.
Yeah. That's the difference between reading it and hearing it.
That's exactly. Yes. So, and it was like the old animation where like creatures didn't have like joints. They were just like very like.
Oh, yeah. This was like, this wasn't like the just short cartoons. She started with like the Disney films.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
But anyway, that's what some people do on their day off where they're like, I'm going to watch all the Lord of the Rings. I don't know if you can watch them all in a day. But I know people that do that. This is my day off. The only time I'm getting off the couch is to, like, go to the bathroom or get more snacks.
Yeah, no.
And I don't know how to do that.
I don't know how to do that either, which is why I, like,
the only time I do that is if I'm physically sick or, like, mentally sick.
Yes.
If I'm having, like, a depressing day, yeah. I'm like, guess what? I'm going to watch Seinfeld all day long.
Mike is pretty good about, like, taking him time. And like playing video games or like just chilling. I can't.
I do at night though. Like, yeah. Because when Greg gets home from work after dinner, we go out or do whatever. Then we have like hang out on the couch, watch a couple episodes of whatever we're watching. Yeah. Which we're not watching anything right now, which is weird.
You're not watching House of the Dragon?
We're not, because we watched all the other ones with Pat and Leanne. So now, like, I want to watch them, like, with
Mike's watching them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I watched the end of the third episode last night, and I was like, I don't know. Like,
I wonder if you could watch this and then jump into
actual
Game of Thrones.
I think it's time. I think it's time for me to start watching Game of Thrones.
Ugh. It's time. You need to watch it. I can tell you what episodes to skip if you want to skip episodes.
No, if I'm going to watch them, I'm going to watch them all. Even,
power through it?
Even the Sansa situation.
Oh.
I can just cover my eyes.
All right.
I know.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, I have a puppy.
You have a puppy, and it's the cutest puppy.
And his name is Sandor Clegane. As you joke.
Which I did. It's not that I don't know anything about Game of Thrones, because I do. It's just I haven't watched them consecutively.
When I posted pictures on Facebook of the puppy,
I had to Google the name.
You did. However, in the comments, I posted a little like 2-minute clip, and it's all of the funny shit that the hound says.
Yeah.
So if you just watch that, then you'll get an idea. Because he started out bad, and I guess he did kind of stay bad through the whole thing, but then he got funny.
Well,
so it was
good.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. You'll have to watch Game of Thrones.
I'll have to watch Game of Thrones.
And what's going to suck is you're going to be like, why did you name your puppy after this dick bag? But then he, good character arc.
What's bad is that I watched season 8 Like, I watched the last season because everybody was just, like, talking about it and stuff. Mike.
And the last season is the...
It's the worst.
The worst season.
Yeah.
So, in like, my opinion.
Yeah.
They just did too much. They're like, oh, we're wrapping it up. Okay, we're done.
Everybody's pissed.
Yeah.
From my understanding. I'll have to watch them so that I can be pissed along with all of the other fans.
And there's all these little kids out there named Khaleesi.
No shit. Right? I was thinking about that. There's a meme on Facebook.
It's something about character arc. Like,
just wait until the season's done.
Yeah.
Or series is
wait
done.
Wait until the series is done because you never know what...
The Mad Queen.
The character, what is going to happen with that. Yeah.
Wild.
It was.
Anywho, what are we doing today?
I think it's weird. I know. We're like, whatever.
It's okay.
We're going to have a long intro. This is the closest we've ever recorded to when it actually comes out.
So this is almost like a live episode because it's coming out in like...
A couple hours.
Yeah.
Well,
we had a lot of shit going on.
You were on vacation and then we had like a crazy, week in between?
I had COVID. And
you had COVID. It was just... Then Mike went out of town for a week. Then I went camping. So like when we recorded the last one, we're like, oh yeah, I went. And you're like, oh, Mike's going to be out of town till Thursday. And I'm like, I leave to go camping Friday.
I actually really like recording them either day of or day before, because then it's just like relevant information.
It's super close, so it's we can talk close, about like though. What's happening mm-hmm. right now. Not like, except I'm not going to listen to this one now, because like sometimes I have to listen to them before we record the next one to see like, oh, is there anything I should talk about? Or camping was fun.
Yep.
Except it was 90 degrees on the day that we set up camp.
Friday.
Or I set up camp because Greg was at work. So I went up and did all that. And then he brought up the dogs. And then Saturday and Sunday, it was like, I don't know, 60. So like we went out on the boat a little bit.
Yeah.
On Tom's pontoon. But like we didn't really like, and I didn't bring anything to read. And I didn't bring any crochet projects. So it was just like really sitting around the fire eating all day long.
Yeah, that's not terrible, though. Most of the time, it's not terrible.
I wore the same shorts all weekend just because they were they got stretched out day one. And then all the food that I ate, it was perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow, I haven't gained any weight on this trip. But it was really just because I'd worn the same denim shorts for 3 days.
I'm loving the 60-degree weather. It's my favorite time of year. September and October, I just love so much.
This part of the year I don't like because...
The transition.
I don't like the transition. Once we get full on into fall, like
spooky,
end of September, spooky season, I'm good. I don't like it when it goes from 90 degrees to 60 degrees because it makes me sad.
Yes.
I like the hot weather. I know.
Ew.
We don't get that much of it
here.
No,
we don't.
I don't want to move to Florida, but I do want a solid 2 months of like hot, hot weather.
Yeah.
That's all I ask.
Just win the lottery and get a house, like a little cabin in Florida, and then you can just go down there during the super hot season and come back.
Why wouldn't I go down there during the winter?
You could go down there in the winter. You could do
I think
that.
That's what most people do.
Yeah, snowbirds.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway,
speaking of super hot places,
a podcast to do.
Yes.
Hello, everyone. My name's Chelsea.
I'm Erin.
And this is Slasher Movie Review. On tonight's episode of Slasher Movie Review, we're going to Louisiana in The Skeleton Key, which came out in 2005. It's an hour and 44 minutes, and you can find it on Amazon Prime or Apple TV for $3.99 if you don't own it, because I think people should own this.
It depends.
I don't personally own it because we're
downsizing. I did at one point in time, and now I don't. I don't know where it went.
So it's directed by Ian Softly. I think that's how you say that name. It's I-A-I-N. Softly.
I-A-I-N. Ian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's written by Aaron Kruger.
That is Aaron. That's another spelling of Aaron. Okay.
That's wild. It's kind of neat, though.
Yeah.
Anyway. Caroline is played by Kate Hudson. She was an Almost Famous. I'm only kind of sticking to one or two because if we
The cast is very good.
Yeah. Luke is played by Peter Sarsgaard. He was in Jarhead and The Batman. I loved him in Jarhead.
I do not remember him in Jarhead.
So good. He's like second to Jake Gyllenhaal in that movie.
Okay.
Jill is played by Joy Bryant. She was in Honey.
Which one is Honey?
The one with, what's her name?
Jill's the friend, right?
Jill's the friend.
Okay.
And she was in Parenthood, like every season of Parenthood. Did you ever watch that?
Mm-mm.
It's not a bad show. It's pretty good.
I was just looking at you and you're like, because that's like, you did like the share, like weird tongue thing.
Ha ha. I can't even.
Like the pointy tongue on your lip. It was weird. Anyway.
Like I sound like I have molasses in my throat.
What is that? No, that's just like a, like, if you watch like videos of Cher performing, that's like,
turn back time.
No, it doesn't make her sound different. It's like, it looks like a nervous habit or something.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Violet is played by Gina Rowlands. She was in The Notebook.
Yes.
And the Rapunzel Fairy Tale Theater. She plays the witch.
I don't think I ever saw that one.
I don't think I ever saw it either.
Did I loan it to you? I have Emperor's New Clothes.
Shut up.
Fairy Tale Theater on DVD.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get them or find a way to watch them.
I feel like they'd be on like Tubi or something weird.
And then Ben is played by Sir John Hurt.
Yeah.
And he was an Alien amongst a million other movies, but I put Alien down.
Wasn't he also in like the newest Indiana Jones?
I think so.
Didn't he play the professor that they were like going to rescue?
I don't know.
I'm looking it up because.
So this deals a lot with hoodoo.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the spells that are kind of in the background are actual spells.
Yeah.
I watched a YouTube video.
Oh, you did?
And I found it very interesting. Like, there's one
scene. He plays Oxley.
Yes.
The one that, like, stares at the skull too long and they're, like, trying to rescue him and he's just muttering.
Yeah.
Very similar to this.
Very similar to this. So there was one scene where Kate Hudson's character, like, drops a jar and it's a cow's tongue with, like, black
string. It's tied. Yeah.
And it's tied.
I did know that that was a thing.
Yes. So let's get into this.
I know a little bit about that sort of thing just because it's...
It's super interesting.
Interesting to me.
Yeah. Any of like different spirituality or rituals or like religion.
It's interesting.
It's just super interesting to me.
So I kind of feel like I know a little bit of everything, but not a lot of anything.
Yeah. Which I think is a great way to live your life.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. It was filmed at the Felicity Plantation. There's actually no swamp around it. Mm-hmm. That was all like CG.
That's super cool.
Mm-hmm. It's a sugarcane plantation. You can take tours of it. It was in the film 12 Years a Slave, and it was also in an episode of Ghost Hunters.
Ooh.
In the first season.
Yeah. Have you ever seen 12 Years a Slave?
Greg and I started watching it, and it was, like, midway through, and I think it was one of those where we watched, like, 10 minutes of it, and I'm like, no, we have to see the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, we can't just jump in wherever.
I highly suggest it. It's very good.
It looks really good. Mm-hmm. All right. So, yeah, get into it. Caroline is, a hospice nurse.
Yeah.
Not a registered nurse.
No.
Caregiver.
Yes.
It starts out with her working for like a hospice facility.
Mm-hmm.
She's reading to an elderly man who's on his way out, and he passes, which is upsetting to her. Which, you know, not upsetting, but
did you notice how long she checks his pulse for?
I don't know. Probably not long enough.
Not long enough at all.
She's like, cart him away.
She's like, sure.
And he's like, but I'm not dead. Anyway, she gathers up all his personal possessions. It was really sad because she sat waiting to give the box to his family.
Yeah.
And his family, the other nurse, one of her coworkers said that she wasn't. I'm just going to call her a nurse, even though she's not.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Just because it makes it easier for me. She's talking to one of her coworkers. Her coworker had called the family. They didn't want anything to do with them.
And that's so sad because he had, like, make love, not war, like, all of this, like, memorabilia from, like, the 60s and stuff.
Mm-hmm. A picture of him and, I'm assuming, his wife, you know, yeah. Some, like, family photos that just...
Ugh, that's heartbreaking.
It made me think, too, if I had to have, like, one box of, like, memorabilia to, like, put around me.
I have a box of stuff from, like, our trips and stuff, like a shoebox that I just keep piling
stuff
in. So
that's what you're going to have, like, in your room when you're
yeah.
in hospice care?
Hopefully, years and years and years from now.
All right. Well, she takes the unclaimed personal items, goes to chuck them in the dumpster. He has a keychain that's in the shape of a guitar, mm-hmm. and it says, live fast, die young.
Yeah.
And she takes it as, like,
yeah.
a souvenir. I mean, it's all getting thrown away
It's all getting thrown away.
So
the family doesn't want it.
Yeah. She tells her friend, Jill, that she's interviewing for a live-in caretaker position that offers $1,000 a week.
Sold. No, yeah. I don't know.
And all this is that her and her roommate live in, like, the city of New Orleans.
Yes.
She's taking a job, like, out in the swamps.
It's a well-known, you can keep talking while I look it up, but it's, like, a well-known area yeah. in Louisiana.
So she drives out there to this house. It's freaking beautiful.
I would absolutely live there.
Yeah.
It's freaking sweet.
You were going to say dope, weren't you?
I was.
I could tell you, you
man,
paused.
Man, I'm really trying, everybody. I listen to too much Dimension 20, and that's where I get that from.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She goes to the house for the interview. It sounds like she'd already been talking to Luke a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, he was the one that, like, hired her, kind of set up the interview.
He is so cute.
He's cute. For some reason in my head, though, I was picturing Matthew McConaughey before we started watching it.
No shit, right? Especially since he has, like, a southern accent. And
I was
just
kind
like,
of, it might have been
awesome.
Because Luke is a lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh, the and then there's, lawyer. No, I was thinking of Time to Kill.
Oh, yes.
So yeah. I don't know. That was what was in my brain. But he's also a very attractive actor.
Terrebonne Parish?
Yes.
Is the southern part of Louisiana. So it's very bayou.
Bayou-y.
One of those words.
Okay, so she meets him. She meets Violet, mm-hmm. who is Ben's wife.
Mm-hmm.
Ben is the one that she'd be caring for. He had a stroke, partially paralyzed on both sides. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She meets Violet. Violet instantly doesn't like her. What? Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
The cats are, like, grooming each other. What?
It's my kitten and my other black cat.
Yeah. Oberon. Like, people don't know it's Oberon and Max.
I know.
Max is new. Oberon has been around.
Yeah.
Anyway. At least he's not bugging me for hair ties.
Oh, shit.
So Violet, what's her last name? Devereaux?
Devereaux.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's not going to understand the house.
She doesn't want some northerner down here. Like...
Yeah. She doesn't have an accent.
Yeah.
She just kind of is like.
And Caroline's like, yeah, I'm from New Jersey.
Yeah, so she doesn't, not interested. Well, she ends up getting the job. She talks to Luke outside. Luke's going to talk to her, give her another chance. She ends up getting the job. Jill helps her pack up her car, drives out to the swamp. I think they said it's about an hour away from the city.
Mm-hmm.
On her way, she stops at a creepy gas station. There's a blind woman caring for a baby. There's this weird gospel album playing from, like, olden times. It's a little bizarre.
And she notices a line of red dust.
Yes.
At the entrance of the gas station.
So then it's kind of spooky. She turns around and there's a guy waiting there that I'm assuming she pays for the gas, gets out of there. It's just a little creepy.
Yeah.
As she's unpacking in the house, she realizes that there's no mirrors. There's mm-hmm. no mirrors in her personal bathroom. She can see on the wall where mirrors have been taken down.
I have a lot to talk about after we, like, wrap this up.
Okay.
Because I have a lot of questions.
She meets Ben again. Ben's in bed. She goes and talks to him. Well, when she goes and talks to him, he, like, aggressively grabs her arm.
Yeah.
Which he's supposed to be...
Not really functioning too well.
But he grabs her arm and is just, like, super eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
Which is very scary. Then she meets with Violet again. Violet goes over the house rules not to do any of the cleaning because she's the only one that knows how to take care of the house yeah. the right way.
She's lived there forever.
Literally.
Literally forever.
Oh, and for those of you that haven't seen this and you like twist endings, just turn it off now, watch the film, and then come back to it because there's a huge twist.
This is a woofda one.
Very surprising. It was sad, too, because I don't think Greg really remembered it, and Pat, I don't think, had seen it, so we watched it last night, and they both fell asleep.
Oh,
so I'm like,
no.
Come on. I need to see some reactions here. She asks, so Violet asks Caroline if she's written on, like the young people.
Like the youths.
Yeah. And I thought Caroline's...
If she's all linked up.
Yeah. Caroline's response was not anywhere you can see.
Which is... Clever.
Clever. Yeah. A little sassy. She is very, right to the point a lot with, like, Violet. And, like, doesn't have any problem asking her questions. No. She's, like, a no-nonsense.
Yeah. Which I think if you're in that profession, you kind of, like, read who your client is.
Yeah.
And then are able to be like, okay, she is super straightforward, or I have to be a little bit more subtle with this person.
Yes.
Like that.
I feel like she knows that she has to be, like, blunt yes. with Violet and not, like, beat around the bush with things. Mm-hmm. She sees the picture of the brother and sister who are not the original owners of the home,
but
the
their parents
children
owned.
Of the people that built yeah. the house. As she picks up the frame, another photo falls out of the frame, and it's the two children again with two of their, like, black servants behind yeah. them. So then you're kind of like, oh. Mm-hmm. On the back of the picture, it says Cecile and Justify.
Justify.
Ooh. Like, all right. That's when Violet gives her the skeleton key. That opens all the doors in the house.
Yeah.
Every single door. There's also, she asks about the no mirrors. And Violet makes some joke, like, when you get as old as I do, you don't want to see your reflection.
She's really good at, like, not answering the questions.
Well, she answers stuff, like, just enough and, like, leads her yes. on just enough
yeah.
to, like, get her, like, to just trap her, I mm-hmm. think. Ben has his, like, remedies at 7 and 9, which is just, like, a drink that she makes up. Then he's also on different, like, actual pill medications that mm-hmm. are powdered that he drinks, too. That's, at the end, we need to circle back to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we need to, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of conversation that's going to be happening.
So she kind of settles in the garden. She gets sent, Caroline gets sent to the attic for seeds. She finds a secret door behind a shelf. The door is, like, rattling in the wind.
Yeah.
And it's behind just, like, a shelving unit mm-hmm. that's doesn't have a back. So she can, like, look through yeah. and see the key. Well, she tries her skeleton key and it doesn't open. She asks Violet. Violet says that door has never been open in all the time they lived there, and they moved in the early 60s.
Fucking lies.
Like, you Liar. Just ignore a room in your house. Like,
no.
Oh, yeah, we've lived here this long. We couldn't get in, whatever.
Yeah.
No. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Lies.
Like, that would never, ever happen. That night... There's a thunderstorm. What?
Caroline's, it's a lot.
Caroline's sleeping and she hears some noises. She runs up to check on Ben, thinking Ben might have fallen, something might have happened. Mm-hmm. And all the doors are locked. So, like, Ben's bedroom door is locked. I'm assuming...
to keep him from wandering.
I mean, or if he falls or, you know, just, I don't know. But he's locked in his room at night. She hears noises. She runs all over the house looking. Then she realizes that Ben's bedroom door was locked when she went in there to check on him the first time because he was not in bed. When she runs back into the room, the window was open. She looks out onto the roof and there's Ben, who's just like the sweetest looking old man on the planet.
I know.
Pulling himself along the porch roof to like escape in the pouring rain. Ben then falls off the roof. Which, how did he not break anything?
How did he not break anything? I was wondering that too, because it's quite a ways down.
Yeah, it's an old house, so there's high ceilings and he's going off the porch roof.
Yeah.
So she runs and gets the wheelchair for him. At this point, Violet was up. Caroline wants to call an ambulance. Violet says, no, I can't believe he did this, blah, blah, blah. We're going to have to, like, double up his remedies.
Apparently.
When she goes to get the wheelchair, though, she notices that a potted plant in his room had broken, and she picks up a sheet, and his sheet says, help me, in dirt.
And at this stage, you think, okay... Violet is just like keeping him hostage, like a misery situation.
Well,
like you don't
I
know.
I think part of it could not even like a misery situation, but kind of like, I love him and I'm not going to let him go. I don't want people taking care
yes.
of him.
Well, and that's
I'm
kind
doing
of
this
what,
myself.
That's like what Luke says.
Yes. Well, which, then she tries to tell Luke about it and that's what Luke says.
I mean, you find out later why he wasn't like, what the fuck?
Exactly. She tries to tell him, and then that's when they have, like, a talk about her dad. Caroline's dad had passed away unexpectedly mm-hmm. to her. He'd been sick.
Yeah.
She didn't know. They weren't close. And then he passed. So this is kind of, like, guilting her into her career.
Yeah.
Where, okay, she can't be there with her dad when he passed.
And Jill like, brings that up a couple times.
Yeah, Jill mentions it kind of...
like, he's not your dad.
Kind of aggressively brings it up.
Yeah.
But I think she needs to hear that. And it had only been a year since her dad passed,
yeah.
Well, this part I thought was a little weird because she had invited Luke into her room. And they were just, like, sitting on the end of the bed talking.
Yes.
Well, then Violet starts kind of giving him grief for, like, talking. And he's like, don't worry, you're the only woman in my life or something like that, joking. Because she says, oh, I see the young people are getting acquainted. Or something kind of like...
yeah. Something sassy.
Yeah.
Sass.
Which I thought was... but that, too, you know, he's
makes
their
sense.
Lawyer.
Yep.
He probably deals with her a lot. He can be kind of funny or goofy with her, and
yeah.
she's just going to, you know, roll her eyes at him mm-hmm. kind of thing. So you don't really notice that that's anything.
This was my, like, third or fourth time watching it, but I hadn't watched it in, like, 5 or 6 years. Like, it had been quite a while. So when I was watching it and I saw that, I was like, Violet's getting jealous.
Mm-hmm. Violet does act a little jealous, but in like a funny way. You're
yeah.
not really sure what's mm-hmm. going on. Well, next chance she gets, she immediately tries to get into that room. She does. A skeleton key had broken off. One of like the
yeah.
pieces had broken mm-hmm. off and it was jamming the lock.
Yeah.
So she picks that out of there. She gets in the room. There's all sorts of like crazy shit in there.
Oh yeah,
there's shrunken heads, there's all sorts of weird stuff in jars, there's a big stack of albums that are different, like conjuring ritual
yeah.
type albums, there's
all sorts of things.
Yeah, which
super cool.
I thought it was super cool too. I don't know what I would do if I like
if you found that like in your attic.
Yeah. Like, oh, there's a secret room in the attic that's filled of, like, all these, like, hoodoo stuff. She almost gets caught. Like, almost, because mm-hmm. Violet, like, comes up the attic stairs and she sees her and she has to, like, run out of the room and duck and hide. And she has, like, what's the album? It's, like, a possession album is the one that she grabs. Like, the name of the album that she takes.
Isn't it the album that Justify?
Well, he's got a bunch of albums.
I can't remember what one.
But there was one, and it's like his super like possession spell one.
The one that's used.
The one that's used.
It's Conjure. I've been looking it up because I was trying to find Conjure.
Well, she takes that album. She also finds a ton, all the mirrors.
Conjure of Sacrifice.
Yes.
Ooh.
So she finds the mirrors. She gets the album back. And you kind of see, I think it's Violet, looking through the keyhole at her.
Yeah.
Like, knowing what she's up to.
Yeah.
She tells Jill. She goes to the city. Tells Jill all about it.
And Jill knows. I mean, Jill grew up down there.
Yeah. And Jill explains hoodoo. She shows her where her aunt shops, which is like this little tiny room in the back of a laundromat.
Yeah.
Which is exactly how I imagine it to be.
That's kind of how I thought of it, too. Like,
not like a tourist shop like they have all over New Orleans, but like a little room in the back of like another business.
That's like marketing hoodoo to stupid tourists.
You know? Yeah, but like the real deal.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. American folk magic. It's super interesting.
Yeah, it is super interesting. So she shows her the store. Well, Jill won't go in. And Caroline's like, come on, let's go in. And she won't. Jill's like, nope, don't want anything to do with it.
And Jill tells her like, well, or she says something like, well, it can't hurt you if you don't believe in it. So just like go in. And Jill's like, nah.
No, she's like, I might not believe in it, but I still don't want to like get involved.
I'm not going to like tempt it, right?
Yes. When she gets home, she puts one of the mirrors in Ben's room. Violet loses her shit. And then she gets the whole
story, quote, right?
Unquote story. Who is it?
It's Sienna.
Sienna. Mm-hmm. So she gets the whole story. Basically, what's her name? Cecile?
Yeah. Cecile
and Justify were like super big hoodoo people.
Yep.
However, by the Thorpe family that built the big plantation house, they were just the help.
Yeah.
The
Thorpes treated them like garbage.
The Thorpes treated them like trash because in their community, they were like super important. But for them, they were just like the butler and nanny.
Yeah.
Like they weren't. They treated them really badly. This is the story that she's getting from Violet.
It's not like the actual story.
Thorpe abused them. They had a big giant party. The bank that Thorpe owned was like doing really, really well. The party guests got all loaded up. At the end of the night, some of the guests wanted to go and say goodbye to the children. Who were, what, under 10 years old?
Under 10.
Between 5 and 10?
Yeah.
They wanted to say bye to the children. Well, they went up to...
They couldn't find them.
They couldn't find them in the room. So they went up to Justify and Cecile's quarters, which were the attic.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing like a conjuring type spell. The kids were sitting in the middle of a ring of candles.
Because Justify and Cecile just wanted to teach them about magic.
Because they were teaching them about magic. Obviously, the family or the friends and family went completely insane because they didn't want these kids to learn about hoodoo. They were immediately pulled out of the house and hanged.
And lit on fire.
Mm-hmm. While the poor little kids, supposedly poor little kids, look out the window.
Yeah.
And watch. They see the whole thing happen.
And those two kids are the kids that Violet and Ben bought the house from in like 1962.
Yes.
Allegedly. Yeah.
A few years later, Thorpe kills his wife and then himself. The brother and sister then inherit the home.
Yeah, because the bank goes under.
The kids still get to keep the house.
Yep.
At that point, Violet's like, okay, and this is when people leave. Like, this is when.
Which, anybody that they had, like, they had four or five women, caretaker women, come in previously, and they all left.
Because
they were like, fucks to that.
Yeah. fuck this house and everything in it. We're leaving.
Well, because they were all from the area and had heard rumors.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, that comes up in a little bit.
Yeah.
Caroline ends up staying. And I think that's the scene where she's like packing her shit. Like, I'm out of here. And she looks out and she sees Ben sitting in his wheelchair and she can't leave him.
Would you leave?
I don't know.
I know.
I don't know what I would do. She still is telling herself that she doesn't believe in it. However, during bath time, she gets soap in her eye while she's like bathing Ben, and she gets her little compact mirror because she's not, you know, no mirrors in the house. She gets her little compact out and is getting the soap out of her eye. While Ben is like staring at the mirror. So she moves it closer and closer to him. She ends up showing him and he has a seizure.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, like a fit or whatever. What? Just that they're adorable.
I'm just watching my two black kitties snuggle together.
She immediately, once he's out of the bath and taken care of, she goes into town. She meets with the woman that has the little shop in the back of the laundromat.
Mm-hmm.
She tells her the situation. Basically, like, she doesn't believe in it, but she has a friend that she that believes that he's been hexed, and she wants to know how she can undo that for him.
Well, the mind is very powerful.
Yeah, so she kind of goes into it with a mindset like, okay, I don't believe this, but he does. And like, power of prayer kind of thing. Like, if you believe it, like, if you believe that magic made you sick, then magic could potentially cure you.
Yeah.
That's her like idea behind it. So she gets stuff to do a spell, gets a box of goodies,
which in turn is making
her believe
in it.
Yeah. Sneaky, I also wanted to point out that she's been running all over town working all day.
Her hair
is beautiful.
Oh, I
her hair's gorgeous.
I
it has perfect curls in it all day long.
Oh yeah.
What?
I don't know where it is, but I said something similar. I was just like, how can I get Kate Hudson's hair in this?
Yeah.
Because in southern humidity.
Yes.
Get out of here.
Because she'd been taking care of Ben all day long. She lifted him into the tub, gave him a bath, took him out of the tub. I'm sure put pajamas on. She changes out his sheets. Oh, which by the way, the sheets that said help me on them in dirt vanished.
Yeah.
So when she went to show Luke, they didn't exist anymore. She does the spell on Ben. She follows the instructions that the woman gave her. Once again, she says she doesn't believe. However, he speaks to her. He says her name. They get busted by Violet. That night, she has a horrible nightmare that her... So she gets busted by Violet and the bowl spills that she had the leaves and shit in. That she's like wiping down his head with. That all spills. Well, she manages to like gather it all up before Violet comes in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unrealistic.
Unrealistic.
But it's fine.
That night, she has a nightmare that her eyes and mouth are sewn shut. And she wakes up to see out of her mirror, like as she glances in her mirror, Violet leaving her room.
I would be fucking out of there in a heartbeat. I would be like, I can't do this.
Yes.
Later.
Oh, this is the part where she's packing up.
Okay.
She's like, I'm the fuck out. That's when she sees Ben. And she's like, no, he's in trouble. I can't leave him. She goes to Luke, shows him the stuff, meets with the previous nurse. Yeah. She says, get out of there.
Yeah. She's just like, leave. Like, not worth it.
Not worth it. Leave. Then they go to the gas station because she's still trying to prove it to Luke that, like, something weird is going on. She talks to the woman at the gas station, the blind woman, and they talk about Justify's records. And she says, have you heard of this album? And the woman says something like, if you had that, you wouldn't say you had it.
Oh, that's so scary.
Yeah. She sets this plan that she's going to go home and save Ben. she's going to get him out of there.
Good luck.
This is when she, like, falls for it, though, because she draws the line in brick dust on her bedroom door.
Yes.
Violet had made her this...
Which is a thing.
It is a thing.
I, like, looked that up, too.
Everything, like, that's come up seems to be, like, on the level.
I mean, I don't know about the last spell, but...
But, you know, we'll talk about whatever. She goes to save Ben while Violet invites her to have supper with her. She'd made her special gumbo, blah, blah, blah.
Which gumbo sounds pretty delicious right now.
Well, it's getting to be cooler outside. So that is,
yeah.
While I don't particularly like the crossover between summer and fall, I do like soup.
Soup. Soup is the best.
And a like lot.
Homemade bread.
Yes.
And stuff. Yum.
Well, Caroline draws a line on her bedroom door. She tries to get Violet to come in, and Violet will not. Oh, my roof is leaking. Come take a look at it. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, no, I'm good. Ha ha. And like goes back to the kitchen. The kettle whistles. So she leaves.
Yeah.
Also, Caroline takes, I'm assuming, some sort of like sedative and injects all the sugar cubes in the bowl that Violet takes her sugar out of. So they sit down there, and you can tell that they're, like, at odds. She tells Ben, when she goes to check on Ben, she tells Ben they're leaving tonight. She doesn't give him his remedies that he's been drinking. Dumps it in a plant. When they sit down to eat, it's, like, perfect standoff. Because Violet is trying to get Caroline to eat, and she's like, oh, I'm really not that hungry. And then Caroline is trying to get Violet to put sugar in her tea.
Why are you trying to force me some gumbo, Violet? What's going on with that?
Why are all of a sudden we sitting down eating dinner together?
And they're having just... tea with sugar cubes.
Yeah.
What?
So the power goes out. Caroline gets this great idea that she's going to dump whatever into her actual tea.
Yeah.
So she, like, knocks her out for a second. Violet, though, when she's going down, has a piece of chalk and is trying to, like, draw a protection thing around her. She's trying to, like, do something. But she collapses. Gets Ben. Gets him in the car. However, she doesn't take Ben down in the elevator. She takes him down the stairs in the wheelchair because the power's out. However, later on, they take the elevator to go up.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's just a little thing. She gets Ben. The gate's locked. Rams the gate a couple times in her tiny little VW bug. Mm-hmm. Somehow the bug has no damage to it, even though it's crashed into this like metal gate that's locked.
Yeah.
They're trapped. So she takes Ben and she hides him in like the planting like tool shed.
Yes.
And covers him up with a blanket. But he's like tucked away. At this point, Violet has a gun and is, like, running around trying to shoot her. Caroline manages to run to the edge of the property, get in this little tiny boat, and, like, paddle off into the swamp.
That's terrifying to me.
During a rainstorm.
During a rainstorm.
When I was reading the trivia for this, it says you can't paddle anywhere in the swamp and get to New Orleans within an hour. Makes sense, but she doesn't. She paddles to like a little house where or a little place where they're having like a party on the water. Yeah. And she gets a ride from there.
Yeah.
So whoever wrote that was wrong. She paddles away into the swamp and sees lights where somebody's partying.
Okay.
She gets a ride to the city.
I'd be terrified. She just like stumble upon a house party in the Louisiana swamp.
Whatever. I'm sure they're cool.
Probably.
Well, she gets to Luke's. While she's there explaining what's going on to Luke, he gets a call from Violet. He says he needs to record it. So he takes his, like, tape recorder. Legal reasons, right. I'm sure.
Yeah, of course.
While he's on the phone, she finds all these, like, law for dummies, property law for this and that. These, like...
Will...
Beginner books.
Beginner will and testament. Like all of these books.
Yeah. So then
strange for a lawyer a little that's strange. Been practicing for a while to have those books, but
yeah. Well, then she opens his desk drawer and she finds some bones, little animal bones, some little like hoodoo shit.
Still, not total. I mean, he's a Southern lawyer. He probably has his own superstitions.
No, because he says earlier on
that he's Baptist.
That he's, I thought he was Protestant.
Maybe.
Of like, yeah, not into hoodoo.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, this is.
This is where the turntables turn, man. This what? Is where
the tables turn.
The tables turn.
I mean, turntables turn.
This is wild.
I wasn't expecting it. I mean, I was expecting it now because it's like the 10th time I've seen it.
Yeah.
Luke sees her poking around and chokes her out.
She finds pictures of herself.
Yeah, she also finds a folder with like a bunch of like candid photos of her, like surveillance photos.
He's been like looking at her for quite a while.
Well, he has to pick out the perfect candidate.
Yeah.
For what they're going
to
do.
And it takes a lot longer to choke someone out than...
We've talked about this before. Seconds. They can't waste 5 minutes of a film though just choking someone out.
Yeah, chloroform.
Mm-hmm. Same
stuff
thing.
Stuff like that, yeah.
He drives her back to the house. Ties her up, drives her back to the house. She tells him where Ben is. So you think that she's cooperating a little bit. Violet goes running out to get Ben. Then she kind of like pleads a little bit with Luke and says, if, you know, I just want the photo of my dad. Like, yeah. Can I go to my room and get this photo? Like, if I'm going to be murdered or sacrificed or whatever, just like, let me have that.
I would rather be dead.
I mean, you will be eventually.
Then what happens to her?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Either way, she's dead. she tries to escape. She runs out the window. She climbs back in the house. She's doing all the shit. She has an endless jar of brick dust. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yep.
She's got two mason jars and can somehow pile a mountain outside of every single fucking door in this gigantic house.
Yes.
That was... I kind of knew, like, that's obviously, like, a movie flaw that...
Yeah, but it's not one that, like... It's just, like, bullets and guns.
Yes.
Endless supply.
She ends up fighting on the second story with Violet, and Violet falls pretty horrifically down the stairs.
Yeah.
She calls the police, and she calls Jill and tells Jill it's all real. She's crying. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done that kind of thing. She then runs to the attic, which is full of candles. You'd think, though, that they would have cut the phone lines if all this was going to go on. You would think. She runs into the attic, and there's a big circle of candles, and it's surrounded by the mirrors. She does the spell and tells herself it doesn't work if you don't believe.
Then why do it?
Well, no, maybe what's her name says that. Violet gets up there and Violet says that. As she's in there, like, doing the spell, this protection spell.
It's like two circles with a salt ring. And then
she cuts her hand and wipes blood all over the place.
Blood all over it.
And she starts, like, doing this thing. Well, Violet comes up and pushes a mirror at her. And Violet was like, it's not to keep me out of there, it's to keep you in. Or something like that.
Like, I tricked you, essentially.
I tricked you. You're dumb.
Yeah.
Which she did bring up earlier that, like, she was trying to, like, Violet was pissed. Like, you're trying to beat me in my own game. Like, you have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, she's been doing this shit.
A long ass time.
Fucking long time.
As she's in there, the mirror in front of her starts to flash with, like, different images. The last image that she sees is Cecile.
Yes.
I keep thinking I'm saying her name wrong.
Cecile.
It's Cecile.
Yeah. It's like, then, it's flashing Cecile and Violet and the kid.
And the young girl.
Yes.
the mirror gets pushed on top of her. She collapses.
And as the mirror is being pushed on top of her, she's just like, it can't work if you don't believe. It can't work if you don't believe. Then why the fuck did you do all the brick dust? Why did you do all this stuff? You obviously believe something, girl.
Well, it starts out with, I don't believe in that, but they do.
Yeah, well, now.
So I'm going to use it against them. Yeah. But if you're trying to protect yourself with it, you're obviously going to believe in it.
Yeah.
That. Well.
The mirror gets shoved onto poor Kate Hudson.
Yes. She wakes up and you don't really know what's going to happen yet. She leans over Violet's like collapsed body because Violet is just laying there. She takes out a cigarette and lights it.
Oh my God.
Says, thank you, child.
Thank you, child.
And then.
Wild.
Has this like nice chat with Luke about picking bodies.
And Cecile in Kate Hudson's body is just like, oh, I really wanted a black one. And Luke is just like, it's getting harder and harder.
Yeah.
Because people either don't believe or they believe so much that they want nothing to do with that family and house.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
Especially if you grew up down there and like hearing stories of hoodoo and stuff, like you don't
want to
fucking touch.
So
that
now there's danger now mansion. Justify and Cecile are in this like
Luke
very young
and Caroline's bodies.
Yes, in this very young, attractive couple, which I'm assuming will be a couple. Mm-hmm. In the new bodies.
In the new bodies,
which. There's a book that I need to loan you, which is very similar to this, but it's set in like the 70s, I think, mm-hmm. where it's kind of a similar situation. There's an elderly piano player. I might have even talked about this.
I think so.
And he's like looking for like a young body to take.
Yeah.
So that he can like continue his piano career.
Yeah.
So he like befriends like an up and coming piano player in like his early 20s. Mm-hmm. So that he can live, like, another long life of, like, a famous concert pianist.
Yeah, so the ambulance is called and...
Oh, and they make Violet's old body, which is now has Caroline inside of it.
No.
They make her drink some shit.
Yes.
To, like, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
And so, she's got broken legs and
She's pretty fucked up. So the ambulance shows up and the paramedics are carrying out Ben, which is the young lawyer.
Yes.
The mentality of the young lawyer. And then carrying out Violet, the mentality of Caroline. And they're carrying her out. And Cecile in Kate Hudson's body is just like, oh, you know, I couldn't do it anymore. They really need more help than what I can give them.
Yeah.
And then Jill shows up and she's like, I got
Which,
your
like,
message.
They would know about. She's like, you called me last night. And she's like, oh, yeah. Like,
oh, yeah, I did. And she like Caroline's fucking smoking a clove cigarette. And Jill's just like, what the fuck?
And she has like a tiny bit of an accent and she says fiddlesticks or like.
Yeah, like something wild. And like, I know that Jill doesn't technically like believe in all that stuff. Do you think she knew? I asked Mike this too, and Mike said no. Or like knew something hinky was going on.
Well, if I got a call from my friend in the middle of the night like, okay, if you called me in the middle of the night and you were in this situation and you were like, it's all real. And then the next day I come and you're like acting all weird.
Fucking, I don't know what possessed me. Fiddlesticks and clove cigarettes and blah, blah, blah. You'd be like, the fuck are you?
I would be going to that laundromat and being like, how do I undo this shit? Or like, what do I do?
Yeah.
Like, because you can't put her back in her own body. Like, how would you even do that?
I think this is what I wanted to talk to you about. So let's like wrap it up quick. So Jill is just like, okay, cool. Luke comes down and is just like, yeah, that family loved Caroline so much.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. They left her the house. wild. After, like, what, like 3 weeks or something?
It's probably been a month or so. I mean, it took her a while, I'm sure, to, like, get convinced that all this was real.
And Jill's just like, what? Okay, like, my roommate isn't my roommate anymore. And, like, now, could they do that spell again and get Jill? Because I feel like Jill would have been the ideal person for Cecile.
Well, and you don't know this in the beginning because you think it's just like her being a rude old woman. But she's like, oh, you're skinnier than I thought you would be, but prettier. And she makes all these little like.
This is one that I think you should watch it first and then watch it again. Because she does make comments. Like, she looks.
Oh, there's hints through the whole thing.
Yeah. Like, Violet, like, looks at her and she's just like, you'll do, I guess. And it's just like, what?
And that's even when, like, after Cecile, like, or Cecile slash Violet takes her body, she's just kind of looking in the mirror like, eh.
And Luke is like, oh, no, it fits you. Like, you're
good. And Luke's telling her, like, oh, you'll make do. What?
Nothing.
Oh. Like, you know, it'll do.
Yeah.
But I feel like, yeah.
Yes.
Like
Kate Hudson circa 2005. Yeah. That I could live with that body for a while.
I'm pretty sure I could live with that body too.
Yeah. So like.
I don't know. Do you think they would try to get Jill or do you think they would just ride it out?
I think they would just ride it out.
Yeah.
I think so.
Play it safe.
Yeah. I think. So Cecile and Justify.
Because that would be a good sequel.
Oh, it would be such a
If it
good
was
sequel.
Like the two roommates and the one roommate was like trying to steal the other one's body.
Yeah.
And like the like Jill would be all scared of her all the time. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't know, since she got that house and her new boyfriend,
weird
Luke.
Weird shit's happening.
And like,
yeah.
Weird shit's going on.
So Cecile and Justify transferred themselves into the kid's body. I don't think that it was like a... We're showing them hoodoo, blah, blah, blah. I think.
No.
Yeah. For sure. They just transferred.
I guess we didn't even mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Cecile and Justify transfer the bodies. So the people that were getting hung were actually the children in their bodies.
Yeah.
So then they had the kid bodies. Brother, sister lived in that house till the 60s. Then who knows what happened.
Ben and Violet come along, maybe like looking at the house or something. Maybe they put the house up for sale and we're looking for like an actual couple and not like brother, sister. And then did the transfer.
Yeah, I don't know. That would be interesting too.
It would be a really cool prequel.
Yeah, to figure out how they got, how that transition happened.
I was wondering like why there aren't mirrors around. Do you think if like Luke and Ben were in the same room together, the mirror, that it would just, like, automatically, like, switch back?
No, I think the no mirrors thing is because maybe they... I don't know.
Because Luke and Caroline, or Cecile and Justify, look at each other in the mirror at the end of the movie.
And see themselves in the new bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of, like, a weird thing. And I also... So, Ben is being drugged to stay quiet. He's taking his remedies every day. So, when they go to the home, what's going to happen then? I mean, they'll just... No one would believe them, obviously.
No one would believe them. Maybe, though.
But would they at some point get healthy enough to be like, I need to call, like, a witch woman up right now to, like, get over here and figure this out for me?
I mean, some of the caregivers, like, believe in that stuff. That's why that one caregiver didn't stay.
Yeah.
So.
But at some point, because she quits giving Ben his meds.
And he is talking.
And he's talking.
Yeah. I don't know.
So it seems like she would have kept them at the house, like, and just, like, I can take care of both of them. Luke said he's going to help me take care of both of them. It should be fine. No big deal. And then like a month later, they both die.
Yeah. Mysteriously.
Yeah.
Ooh,
not just like, oh, they're off to a home. I get the house.
I talked to Mike about this too. If it were you and Greg, would you do the transfer of, would you do the conjure of whatever? and just live forever in different bodies with Greg. This is like the vampire thing, though, too.
This is kind of like the vampire thing. And I don't know, because the first time they do it, it makes it sound like they're doing it to get revenge on the Thorpe family.
Yes.
By, like, offing the kids and, like, taking their bodies. Because the Thorpes are such terrible people. Mm-hmm. But that lawyer, who knows how Luke was. And, I mean, Caroline's a super nice nurse that's willing to take care of the family and do all the shit and feels guilt. And so now it's just like we're snagging some new bodies. Not like they're not like justifying like how they're taking their bodies. Yeah. They're just doing it.
It's just like, eh, we're old.
So I just,
we need new bodies.
Yeah. I don't know. That would be weird.
I don't know either.
Because it would be the same person, but in a different body.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when you dream sometimes how you like, I'll be like, yeah, it was Greg, but it didn't look like Greg. Or it was Greg's body, like his face, but and like, everything. Weird. But I was calling him like Steve.
Yeah.
Like, that never happens to you in dreams?
I take melatonin, so I don't really
ever
dream too much.
Yeah, that happens to me in dreams all the time, where it'll be like someone I know, but they won't look the same. Or I'll be like, I know it's Greg, but he looks different. Or anyway, I don't know. Would you? Would you and Mike continue living forever in different people's bodies?
I told Mike I would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And like, I mean, it's a good way for her to just smoke forever because she's...
New bodies, new lungs, right?
New lungs every time.
Just fuck him up again.
Which I wonder, too, because she does just immediately light up a cigarette in the new body. Like, Caroline's body has not smoked the cigarettes, as far as I know.
Yeah.
So she just starts puffing away. Like, her throat would hurt so bad, she'd be coughing.
Yeah. That's true. I didn't think about that.
She should have lit up a cigarette and then be like, new lungs.
Ugh, gotta get used to this. Ugh.
Yeah. So anyway, I liked it a lot.
I like it, but it's one of the most terrifying movies I've ever seen.
Yes.
Because I cannot imagine
so
doing that.
What would you say? Like gore, 1 star?
Not even.
Negative?
It's negative 10. It's not very gory.
Yeah.
Even when she falls down the stairs and like crawls up and stuff, it's not.
There's no like bones out or anything.
I would say a 0. 0 on the gore. Scare factor, 10.
I would say it's like...
But it depends on like what you think is scary.
I think it's like a 4 out of 5 scary. Yeah. Like keep you up at night scary. Because when you think about how terrible that would be to like if it actually happened to you.
I just don't ever want to think about that.
If you watch films and like really like have empathy for the characters, then this is like a...
Yeah.
This is bad.
Which it's terrible for me because if I see an animal that has a hurt leg or something, I immediately like put myself in that position and I'm like, ooh.
Well, when Violet and Ben, aka Luke and Caroline, are in the back of the ambulance in their old bodies and they're looking at each other and nobody can say anything, like,
it's awful.
So it's just awful.
And Jill is with them. Like, Jill rides back in the ambulance with them.
Yeah. And it was so sad, too, because when Jill comes in, I keep explaining this weird, but, like...
Caroline in Violet's body.
Caroline in Violet's body is, like, total eye contact, like, making noise, like, trying to,
That's
like...
That's why I think Jill thinks something hinky is going on.
You think so?
I think so. But anyway, I really liked it.
I liked it a lot, too.
I think it was really good. Yeah, it's definitely a good kickstart to spooky season.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which, did we talk about what we're doing next?
We did. But we haven't formulated a solid plan because we've been busy.
Because our lives have been busy.
Well, this isn't our full-time job. We don't get paid to do this. We're actually negative money, but it's just something that we do on the side for funsies, and it's not like we have other jobs.
Well, and this summer has been insane because Orlando was here, then Emma was here, then Mary was here, then We went downstate for a couple days. Yes. You had COVID. I came back up, went camping. I decided in all of this busyness to get a puppy.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Wild.
Greg's starting a new job. Yeah. So it's a lot. A lot's going on right now.
And that's okay.
I need I need like a good 9 hours of sleep.
Yes. Yeah. For sure.
And a day off, no plans. But we'll see when that actually happens.
Anyway. Well, if you like what you hear and you want to know what we're going to be doing in the future and whatever, follow us on Instagram, @YourMovieReview, all one word, all lowercase. We also have a Facebook page, @YourMovieReview. And if that doesn't tickle your fancy, you can listen to us every Friday night at 7 p.m. on mtrsradio.com.
All right. Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
We're good. All right. Well, everyone have a good night and a good week. And I'm still shocked that this is coming out in like an hour.
I know. Wild. Okay. Bye.
Bye.